Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the show we do every Tuesday morning, talking with the nice folks at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Well, it's finally flu season and it's time to get your flu vaccine. And here from the hospital talking about it this morning, I have Kim Shapul on the line. How are you doing this morning, Kim?
I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to have you on the air with us. And it's just that time of year again. This happens about the same time. It's fall. It's time to talk about flu shots. So what can you tell us about the flu shots so far this year?
It's just starting in the season, so everybody needs to get their flu vaccine. Influenza vaccine is also called the flu. The vaccine can help prevent influenza. Flu is a contagious disease that spreads around the United States every year from October to May. Anyone can get the flu, but it is more dangerous in some people, especially infants, young children, people 65 and older, pregnant women, and people with certain health conditions or weakened immune system. Some of the complications from the flu can be pneumonia, bronchitis, sinus infection, and ear infections are examples of flu-related complications. Flu can also make other medical complications worse. Symptoms of flu shots can cause fever, chills, sore throat, muscle aches, fatigue, cough, headache, and runny nose or stuffy nose. Some people may vomit or diarrhea, but that's mostly seen in children than in an adult. Flu vaccine prevents millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor visits each year. CDC recommends every person 6 months and older to get the vaccination every year. It takes about 2 weeks for protection to develop after the vaccination. There are many flu viruses, and they are always changing. Each year, the new vaccine is made to protect us against influenzas that we believe will be the most likely viruses. Even when the vaccine doesn't exactly match the viruses, it may still provide some protection. Influenza vaccines does not cause the flu. Influenza vaccines may be given at the same time as other vaccines. Talk to your health care provider if the person getting the vaccine has an allergic reaction after a previous dose of influenza vaccine or has any severe or life-threatening allergies. In some cases, your health care provider may decide to postpone the influenza vaccine until a future visit. Influenza vaccines can be administered at any time during pregnancy. People who are or will be becoming pregnant during the influenza season should receive the inactivated influenza vaccine. People with minor illnesses such as colds may be vaccinated. People who are moderately or severely ill should probably wait until they have recovered before getting influenza vaccine. Your health care provider can give you more information. Common side effects after the vaccine: soreness, redness, swelling where the shot was given, fever, body aches. Headaches can happen after the vaccination. If you have more severe reactions, please contact your provider. Now, how do we get the vaccine this year? Humboldt County Public Health will be having a drive-through flu shot clinic. They will see you in the new ambulance garage located east of the Humboldt Hospital, just off 15th Street North. They will be there on October 18th, 20th, 25th, and 27th from 4 to 6. This will be for all ages 6 months of age and older. Medicare and insurance companies will be billed, so bring your Medicare cards and insurance cards. If you prefer, you may pay in cash also. Flu consent forms are available online at thehumboldthospital.org. Hope to see you all at the Humboldt Garage in October.
Well, Kim, thank you for providing us all the information this morning on how to navigate this flu season. I mean, this comes once a year, and you guys are doing awesome work over there at the hospital. Make sure all of us stay healthy out here in the community. For any updates regarding the flu vaccine and everything like that, make sure you stay tuned to the radio station as well as the newspaper. And once again, thank you to Kim Shapul for joining us this morning, talking about the flu vaccines on Your Care, Our Mission. This happens every Tuesday morning right here on 97.7 The Volt.